This week's Parshas, Parshas Chukas, it starts with the mitzvah of the Parah Aduma. And the Parah Aduma is a chok, something that we have different mitzvahs. We have mitzvahs that are logical, that we would normally, in a regular functioning society, we would have laws such as don't steal, where you need to have order in society. So those are mishpatim. Rabbi Bachai says there's ideas of mitzvot that are adios, that are like kind of testimonial to our connection to Hashem and taking us out of Mitzrayim. For example, like tefillin, tzitzit, and other mitzvot of that nature that you wouldn't necessarily come up with, but they're considered to be testimonial adios. And then the third type is a chok, which, for example, kilayim. You're not allowed to have shotness, or you're not allowed to have, grow certain plants and species together. And then our parsha, the chok of the Parah Aduma, where you have someone that is become exposed to a dead person and becomes tamei, spiritually impure. And in order to rectify that spiritual impurity, you need to go through the Parah Aduma ceremony, where you take a red calf. And a red cow, and you shecht it, you take it, you burn it, and you take the ash, you put it onto water, and you do a whole concoction, and then you sprinkle that onto the person. And through that process, on the third and the seventh day, the sprinkling occurs, and then at the end of that process, the person has now been made pure. So this is something called a chok. We don't understand it exactly. But one thing that is clear that's coming out from this this exercise is the idea of tumah and tahara, the idea of spiritual purity, that we have this idea of being exposed to death and then having a process of first the idea that when a person is exposed to a dead body or to things that have been alive and no longer alive, that creates the tumah, creates the spiritual purity, and that. So that in a sense, when we look at this this parsha, we're really, it's like they call it the elephant in the room, that we constantly have this in front of us, or it's behind us, or on the side, it's there, that, we're born and we're all going to eventually die. Going back to Adam and Chava after they ate from the tree, that from then on, humanity would always have to face up with the reality of death. And so, when we're alive, it's something that it's there, but how does a person reconcile life and death? And so this is interesting. It says Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the chok of the Torah, and that in a sense that this is an issue that we all have to deal with. And that is, how do you balance the reality that eventually we will die? And then at the same time, we need to really maximize our life and to really live it to its fullest. And so in a sense, the idea of the Parah Aduma is the idea of a paradox. And that what paradox really boils down to is the idea that you have these two kind of conflicting ideas, and it's the idea that paradox means that you can have two conflicting opposite ideas that can somehow coexist and be reconciled. And so here you have death on one hand, you have life on the other, and then the Parah Aduma exercise is really addressing how do we deal with life and death, and that the fact that you can have both, and that one does not negate the other. And so it really is it's something that we have to stop and kind of contemplate. We have to be able to live life, not always being afraid that, God forbid, life will end imminently. So like we have to be able to be alive, and at the same time recognize that life is precious. It says that they say that Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he was younger, he was looking at different ways of Avodas Hashem in terms of understanding, the Musar movement, And the idea of like having that reality of death right in front of you to be a motivator. But then he went to somewhere and it got him very depressed, and he realized, like, that if you take it too much, too far, then it becomes so, so dark and negative that it becomes something that's actually, you create a paralysis of sorts. And so here we approach this. It's like, how do you balance these two things? And the idea of the paraduma is that. And it's interesting, right after this, Miriam passes away, and Rashi says, based on the Gemara Mori Katan, why is this juxtaposed? And the idea that you have the death of a righteous person is comes as a kapara of sorts. Just like the paraduma is a kapara, so too is the death of a righteous person, of a tzaddikus. So the idea, I think, is that when you see a person who, like Miriam, who maximized her life and was able to accomplish so much, and then when that person passes, we understand, okay, here's death, but also this is what this person was able to accomplish in life. That's a kapara. That is what, this idea of how we can reconcile these two opposite concepts, that they really can go hand in hand, that there is something that there's something about the preciousness of life and that we can accomplish and how important it is, and at the same time, the reality of where we're going. And so when we can, reconcile those two things, I think what it ultimately should bring us to is an appreciation for how dear and how special life is, and that we should cherish every moment and maximize it to its fullest potential. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.